Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you, Cindy?
Good.
Lakshmi.
Good morning.
Welcome. Welcome. I'm going to practice something. I'm going to practice muting the call, and then I'll unmute and see if. So you guys say something to me after I mute it, and then I'll see if I hear you. Okay, just a moment. Okay, can you guys hear me, or can I hear you? Hello, can you guys hear me? Okay, I can't hear you. I'm going to take it off mute now.
Yes, we could hear you just fine.
Okay. Hey, it worked. How about that? All right, very good.
We could hear you. You couldn't hear us.
I guess that's how that mode's meant to be. Okay, so good. I'm okay with technology, but new things, it just takes me a while to kind of get familiar with them. I don't know if you guys are like that too.
Yep.
Welcome. Did someone else just join us? We don't have chimes on this. On our new conference deal, so
Barbara.
Sometimes I can hear it. Barbara, welcome. Good to have you here, Barbara.
Hi.
I Lakshmi's here. Cindy's here. I think that's it so far.
I'm early today, but I'm off to a trade show.
Good for you. That's great.
How's the weather there?
In Utah, it's a chilly morning, but it's supposed to be sunny, and that's exciting. How is it where you guys are at, Cindy and Lakshmi?
It's cold here, but the sun's coming out really beautiful.
And I'm in
nice.
Southern California, so it's a little
cold. Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to the BYU football game today, and Steve and I are very discouraged about our team this year. They're like 1-6, the worst start in 50 years. Mm-hmm. Anyway... So, but we're hope for a win today, and yeah.
Who are you playing?
I think it's is it San Jose State, another team that's got a similar record as ours. So, someone's going to be happy, and someone's going to continue sad.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Hi.
Good morning.
Who's going to be sad? We're on our limitless call. What are you talking about, Alan?
What, I told them I'm going to the game today, and we're playing a team with the same record as us. And one team's going to end up happy, and one's not. That was what I was saying.
It's never good to be in last place in the country. It's never good. That's all I'm going to say about that.
Oh my gosh.
That's a true fan when you're last out of 129 teams in the country. And
I'm going to the game today, Steve.
Yeah,
anyway.
Yeah, it's a beautiful day.
I'm a true fan. It will be. Yeah, it'll be nice.
Yeah. You know.
Alan's lucky. He gets to go sit out and enjoy the game. Decent weather.
I know. It's so beautiful out there. You know, fall.
Really?
Fall is a great time. There's something about, too, and you get a little hot chocolate at the game. And, you know, it's awesome.
You got to get the hot chocolate,
fun.
Alan.
You know, I think I'm going to tailgate before the game. I'm going with my kids. I think we're going to set up the little cooker and have a hot dogs and hamburgers before we head into the stadium.
Oh, you're just going in style then.
That's right.
It'll be fun.
It's when you see the war paint on Alan that you get a little turned off. I can't explain it.
Thanks, Steve. That's great.
Well, this is Liz, anyway, if you didn't recognize my voice, because sometimes it's froggy, but I have kids, so I've been up for hours.
What time did they get up?
I don't got kids. They're next door. We've been decorating cookies this morning. Oh, my. Could you send some my way? My husband loves cookies. I don't bake.
You know, if you didn't know Liz better, you'd think she was a meth addict or something, you know, up and doing stuff. And, you know.
Hey, be careful. Be careful.
No, good morning.
I'm just high on life, Steve. I'm just high on life. Usually I got my crock pots going with a couple of soups and stews going.
Did my sweetie get on?
Well, I'm not your sweetie, but it's Sally Ann from Olympia.
Hey, you're my sweetie. I'll adopt you.
Okay.
One of my sweeties. How's that?
You got a new grandbaby, Steve.
Congratulations.
A girl. You did. You have a girl.
Oh, I thought you were talking. You. Yeah. No. I know.
Beautiful.
Diane in the UK.
Hey, Diane.
Hello, Steve.
Hello. Jolly good to hear you.
Cheerio.
Cheerio. Pip, pip.
Good morning.
There you go. Malin heard I said somebody was my sweetie, man, and she jumped right on. So there you go.
We're all your sweetie.
That's exactly what Sally Ann said.
I don't mind sharing.
Yeah, there you go.
Your family tribe, Steve.
That's right.
Alan said he was putting on war paint for the game today, Moen. He's decided he's getting serious here.
It's going to take a lot more than a little more paint.
This is Paul Israelson and Logan.
Hey,
good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
What was that? You can't put lipstick on a pig? I can't remember that.
Oh, so true.
Yeah.
Can't make a silk. What they say, can't make a silk purse out of a sow's ear?
Yeah, something crazy like that.
I'd never heard that one.
Yeah, that's because we're not farmers, Alan.
Oh, my. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you bet.
I grew up a farmer, actually.
Yeah. Paul would know. He's up there in the Northland,
yeah.
You know.
I've never tried to do anything with sow's ears, but.
My husband's a farmer, and he's already out splitting wood.
We had some, but we left their ears alone most of the time, so.
Maybe to Brandon, right?
Well, Malin, I see
Terry
it's time.
Minnesota.
Hi, Terry.
Hey. Good morning, guys. Ray, Las Vegas.
Hello.
Hey.
Good morning,
hey.
Ray.
Good morning, Peggy from California.
Hi, Peg.
Hello.
What do you think, Malin? Should we get started?
I say let's get going.
All right.
All right. I'll get everybody muted out. Okay, I think it's there. It hasn't shown on the screen. Yep, there we go. The call is now muted.
All right. Go ahead, Alan.
Okay.
I was going to get Alan and say, Alan, you still there? No.
That would have been good. When you're doing a new system, using a new system, yeah, it's a little bit different. You get a little anxious about I would have thought you couldn't hear me. It would have worked. Good job.
What was that? What
all right.
That?
Yeah. Well, welcome, everybody, and I'm glad that I get to share some announcements about all the exciting things going on at Limitless. I appreciate the opportunity to be with you guys every Saturday morning with Steve and Malin. And, you know, before I start, let me just say it is so exciting to be in meetings with them and hear their plans, hear their ideas, hear their exciting just hear their passion for what we have going on at Limitless, and it's exciting to be with them. You know, I look at the on Monday we had a product call. We talked about the products, and it was a chance for me to reflect on how these products have impacted my life, and it's just been fantastic. And you know, where can we find the leadership of Steve and Malin? These amazing products that are truly life changing, truly work better than others, and they're in so many categories. Scientifically validated leaders in so many categories. These products are amazing. Our compensation plan is amazing. Our whole Limitless opportunity is amazing. Thank you, Steve and Malin. And now I'm going to jump into the announcements.
we have got a great BOGO going on right now. It's a end-of-month promotion, Apple Spice Skinny Sticks. Buy one, get one free. And, you know, what's really cool about that is the unsweetened Apple Spice Skinny Sticks were already on BOGO price. It's a 60-pack BOGO price. Buy one that's already at the BOGO price, and you get another one free. Wow, it is a great, great deal. And those are great skinny sticks. Now, they're unsweetened, so they're not going to be as sweet as the regular skinny sticks, which actually is something that a lot of people like about them. I know Jackie in our office, she won't have the regular because she likes the unsweetened. She loves the apple spice. I love the apple spices. It's gotten to be fall. I've been using them more often. I'm an everyday skinny sticks person, but I love the apple spice, and they're great. And same skinny stick, just apple spice flavor with not the, you know, not the sweetened. It's unsweetened. So get those. They're fantastic, and it's a really good deal. It's through the end of the month, but don't delay. Get them, and that way you'll be all set and have those a little bit sooner. You know, we started a new section in The Voice, a What's Trending section, and I'm not going to cover that in the announcements this morning. I'm going to invite Steve and Melinda to cover that. It's such an exciting thing we're adding, and I think they may want to cover that. But what we will jump ahead to is toward end of the month. It's Halloween, and the last day of the month coming up next week on Tuesday, October 31st. And we always open up the office at month end for Will Call and for you guys to come in and network and work the phones and place your orders and just get the month buttoned up as it should be. And that's from 10 to 2. But this time, in addition to all of that activity that will be happening, we invite you to come in and help celebrate Halloween with us. Come in costume. Bring the kids in. We'll have some trick-or-treat candy available for the kids. And also, you know, bring a potluck item. Let's be festive. Let's have some food. Let's have some fun and come in and enjoy the end of the month and enjoy Halloween with us. It's going to be a lot of fun. I think we may have some prizes, and it'll be a lot of fun. But bring something, bring a treat. I may make some chili. We had at the office at the building, we had a contest, a chili making contest, and my chili actually was one of the top 10. And Steve, there were more than 11 entries. Thank you. And so I may make my chili recipe again, and maybe I'll even be able to improve it by Tuesday. But anyway, so that will be a lot of fun. Catch us on Tuesday at the office. Also looking ahead, on Monday, we've got our product call, as we do every Monday at noon Mountain Time. And, you know, we keep those to just a half an hour because we know it's the beginning of the week and everybody's busy. You got a lot going on, but it's a great way to kick the week off on the Monday. And we'll be talking about Apple Spice Skinny Sticks on this Monday's call. So it'll be a great one. Tune in. Encourage your team to tune in. You know, even if there's always great information shared, but even if it's something that people have heard before, just the energy, just the environment of being on the call, it helps get the mindset where it needs to be to share the product, to work the business, and so forth. And then looking ahead at the next day, Tuesday, we have our You Even Better broadcast. And this one will feature Paul Israelson, who's on our call today. Thank you for being on, as always, Paul. And Paul's a frequent, he stops by frequently at Will Call on Fridays. I don't remember him stopping by yesterday, but he's usually there. He comes all the way up from Cache Valley. But he'll be on our You Even Better. It's his broadcast Tuesday night. And he's got a great story. Oh, my goodness. He looks amazing. He is amazing. He's had a great impact with the products on his life and on other people he's shared them with, and it'll be one you'll want to have your prospects see his broadcast. Well, and continuing to look ahead, be sure and circle the dates on your calendars in January for our January fly-in. It's going to be Friday, January 19th, Saturday, January 20th. We've got details in The Voice about the agenda, so be sure and check that out. And, you know, be sure and check out The Voice each week. We email it out Thursday afternoons right around 5 o'clock Mountain Time. Great information in there, and it just looks great. Kay Marie, who has recently joined our staff, does a fantastic job just making it look nice. And, you know, she's also been doing our social media since she jumped on board, and her posts are just incredible. So go to Facebook and see the posts and share them. These are great things that are great for you, but they're also great for you to share with your team, with prospects, and they are shareable, and they're really good. So we like to give you guys lots of tools, and Kay Marie is doing a great job with that. And, you know, I think that covers everything I've got this morning, Steve and Melanne.
Well, thank you, Alan. I've decided, guys, we have a new thing we're going to sell at Christmas. It's going to be a little Alan Michaelis doll, and you're going to be able to put it on your mantle, and he's going to say really nice things about you. We're going to sell a lot of those. No, Alan, thank you for all you do. You know, with your experience in the industry and your love for the mindset of a distributor, and it's really a limitless mindset, which is to improve the human spirit and be better. And as we say right in our mission statement, to explode past satisfactory and create something truly extraordinary. And you see the extraordinary in people sometimes even when they don't see it themselves. So we appreciate having you on the team. You're amazing. We love it. So thanks for all you do.
Great.
You know, one of the things we wanted to introduce on the call this morning is a new section in The Voice called Trend Your Limitless. And what do we mean by that, Trend Your Limitless? We're always talking about how do you get your foot in the door? How do you start talking to people? How do you have something to open up with and then lead them into what you're really after with finding your limitless? So you need to give yourself something to talk about. And an easy way to do that is to just see what's out in the news and just say, hey, did you hear about that or did you see that or whatever it is. And trending is everywhere, guys. I mean, it's segments on news, you know, morning news programs. It's in the news. It's in social media. There's trends in social media. There's Google trending. You can even Google what's trending. If you listen to the radio going in, you're going to hear something on the radio, and that's usually because it's something that's trending across the news wire. And so it makes it really easy, you know, to say, did you see that segment or did you hear that segment on the radio? And then find a way to tie it to Find Your Limitless or any one of our products, or maybe it's tying it to making money or, you know, staying younger, whatever it may be. You if you practice this and get really good at it, you'll be able to talk about anything you heard, make that relative to somebody that you're trying to talk to, even if it's a stranger, and tie it to Limitless and kind of get going. And sometimes you don't even have to look for what's trending. You can make what's trending in your brain. You can say, hey, did you see that study? One of my favorite websites to go to is Pew Research, like a church pew. And the reason I like to go there is they do all kinds of studies, and they put out the results of their studies for free. And there's graphs, and there's all kinds of things. And it's, you know, you can pick a topic and plug it in, and you can see all the studies they've done on that topic. And sometimes you can find some really great snippets to use as far as what's trending. And, you know, let's say you want to, maybe you're focusing on Rock Your Workout. You can go, you know, go into the Pew Research and look at, you know, a topic there and find some piece of research and say, did you hear about that study that was blah, blah, blah? I mean, so there's a lot of ways that you can give yourself something to talk about. That's the key. And so that's what we've done. Inside The Voice, you're going to see it every single week, and it's called Trend Your Limitless. And each week, we're going to help you with ideas and ways to make those connections. And so this week, we found in What's Trending, we found this astronaut. Her name is Peggy Whitson. She's 57 years old. She's the oldest woman to fly in space. And for me, I look at that and go, no way. There's no way somebody who's 57 years old, especially a female, because females just don't get the breaks all the time, could be in space. And she wasn't, you know, really looking for this record. In fact, she didn't even make it her first time into space till she was 42 years old. I mean, her PhD, she has a PhD, but she got that in biochemistry. So how does, you know, seeking out biochemistry turn you into an astronaut? And it's because she was continually seeking in my brain to find your limitless. That's how I can attribute it. And she talked about the things that you can do to get done in order to prevent when you're up in space, and she's been up there for 665 days, for crying out loud, her total stints. And between her, she went up when she was 42, when she was 48, and now 57. And she's the captain or whatever the head honcho is at the space station right now. But to prevent muscle and bone loss, they have to exercise 2 hours a day, and they have no gravity. So they have to figure out, they have a special machine that gives them the ability to have resistance. So 1 hour of those 2 hours is doing resistance, and the other hour is doing cardio. And the interesting thing on the cardio is that they have to be strapped into the machine. So if they're going to do the treadmill, they're going to float around because they have no gravity. So they have to be strapped in. And she said, the interesting thing about coming home, it's harder to come home than it is going up, because coming home, the gravity kicks in and you feel heavy, like you feel like you're strapped down all the time. So I just found that really interesting. But here's a couple of quotes that she made that I absolutely loved. And that was, her advice was to push yourself and don't let age get in the way. And I thought, wow, you know, she's walking the walk. She has every right to say that. Push yourself and don't let age get in the way. And then she said, you can work and train your body to do way more than you ever imagine. In other words, guys, you know, you've heard the statement that, you know, most people only use a small percentage, a small fraction of the potential in their brain. And I'm going to apply that here and say, I bet most people only push their bodies a small fraction of what they really can push their bodies to become healthier and stronger. So I love this. And one of the things they said that I love this, Kay Marie, and I know Akeisha helped work on this, but it said, you know, they have to work 2 hours a day. That's, you know, 15,000 hours of exercise. And then they said, maybe we should have sent her Limitless Worldwide's Rock Your Workout pack up to the station, because about every 30 to 60 days they get a new pack of supplies. Anyway, great, great article. Go through and read it. You know, she has some amazing things. Those of you who were around, we had an eclipse that just recently happened. The shadow went across the United States. She got to see that shadow from space. So think about some of those things, how, you know, you really can become limitless. And you can use any myriad of the things that are in that article to just say, hey, did you hear about that old, the oldest woman in space? And she talked about how the more they expand the possibilities of going to space, you know, the new team of astronauts that just got selected, they're all young. There's like 12 or 14 of them that just got selected to become official astronauts. But that's not very many. And so the longer they do it, the more people that are older are going to be selected to go into space. And then one last thing that I thought was really great about this article, she said there's this new app on board because they have to keep track of what they're eating, because if they don't eat properly, they lose bone mass, which is very, very serious. So even astronauts track things. You know, we've been talking a lot about, you know, track your food, I want to put a challenge out to people. I had this idea on Monday when Alan and Akeisha were talking about the weight loss study and the things that they do there and how important it is to track. And I thought, you know, it's really important to track everything. Track what you eat. Track what you need. Track your workouts. And guys, I'm going to put a challenge out to you for the next 30 days. Track your products that you take. Because as I asked that, you know, even some of the people in the office are like, oh, my gosh, you're right. I probably miss one or two nights a week taking Thrive. And that difference of missing one or two nights versus never missing a night will make all the difference in the results that you're seeing. So anyway, that was a great thing on Peggy Whitten. We made a link towards, there's videos in there. It's really, really great. Trend Your Limitless. So let's talk a little bit more about that. And I'm gonna give one that I found this morning, and I know Steve's got one, a couple that he wants to talk about. One thing that's trending, there's an opioid crisis going on, and of course we would never want to relate ourselves to drugs or disease or anything along those lines, but there is a way to tap into that to say, you know, these poor people, you know, you get started because you have an operation or you have something and you need to take something for the pain, and pretty soon they're on opioids. But before you get into those kind of things, you want to just keep your body healthy. You know, you want to fuel your health. And you could talk about fuel your health, and you could talk about Stride and how Stride is so amazing in giving you joint comfort and mobility. And so that's a quick one. And another one that I thought was really funny that I found today was Lady Gaga. Right, she's very popular. I think she's one of the largest, has the largest followings on Twitter or Facebook or one of those. But there was a little small mention of a trend that she is not happy with her wax figure. And so I would say to somebody, hey, did you see where Lady Gaga wasn't happy with her wax figure? And then the question if you got a wax figure, would you be happy with your wax figure? And if not, where would you start to get better? Would you start with shaping your body, reveal your confidence, you know, rock your workout, or fuel your health? I mean, that's a really fun way to ask someone, hey, would you be happy with your wax figure? Well, let's get you happy with it. So anyway, Steve, I know you had a couple of ideas on trending as well, and you're always looking at trends, and that keeps you relevant when you're having conversations with people.
That's funny. You know, I think back to how crazy Lady Gaga was to get the attention she wanted to get those people to follow her on Twitter and Instagram. And, you know, she wore that meat dress to the Music Award Show and the MTV Music Award Show.
And let's clarify, that's not neat, not a neat dress.
No.
A meat dress. A dress made out of meat.
I know, crazy, just absolutely crazy. But, hey, good morning, everybody, and thanks for joining us. First of all, I just want to take a second and thank all of you guys who sent in your goals to my request that, hey, you guys set a goal, a weekly goal, and set a regular goal that you want to try to hit, and then set a stretch goal. And whether you hit the stretch goal or not, or whether you did, just the fact that you took the time to spend some time and sit down and think about your business, write down the goals, and send them in, that's incredible. I want to thank all of you guys because it is fun to look. And so, like, when Terry Kempford or Pam Hanks or Liz or, you know, all these people who sent in their goals, you know, I just want to thank you guys for taking the time. Because Melinda and I take that very seriously when we look at those goals because, you know, lots of things happen in our lives. Holy smokes, our lives are crazy, crazy, you know, and it's just the way life is. And life moves on, and it's like irrespective of whatever else you got going on. I'm reading a book that I have called Forbes Greatest Business Stories of All Time. And one of the stories in there is about Walt Disney. And I was reading early on, where right at the beginning of Walt Disney's career, he wanted to quit. And the reason he wanted to quit was, believe it or not, before he invented Mickey Mouse, his really go-to thing that he was so excited about that he had all his life that he'd been thinking about was he invented Oswald the Lucky Rabbit, if you can believe that, before Mickey Mouse. But he got tricked into giving up the rights to Oswald and the Lucky Rabbit as a result of some intellectual property way back when he began. And it discouraged him very much, and he ended up saying, oh, I'm just going to become a cartoonist. And he went to the Kansas City Star, and he got rejected by the Kansas City Star. And it just was failure after failure after failure. And I often think, can you imagine if Disney had given up on his goals, you know, as far as what his contribution to the world ended up being? And so, you know, I'm glad that he kind of set the example to keep going and keep working hard and going from there. Now, when it comes to trending, of course, the big thing's politics. And being a Canadian, I choose not to try to publicly get into the fray, even though I'm like everybody else. And when, you know, you're studying, I mean, you know, it's phenomenal. What an invention the Internet is. I often joke with Malin that every time we have a question about anything, it doesn't matter what it is, you know. Something stupid. Yesterday, I was cooking up some corn, and I thought, how long do I boil corn for? What is the optimal time for boiling corn? And you know what? You could just go on the Internet, and you could ask that question and get an answer. I mean, it's amazing, everything there, and I always call it, hey, we just need to ask the magic book, you know, to get where we're going. How funny is that? But anyway, so one thing I would like to mention is you're probably better off when you're in discussions with people to stay out of the political fringe. And what I mean by that is the country seems to be kind of split, and so it's very easy to get into a disagreement or something. So my recommendation to you, even if you have strong views on things, is you're better off just kind of ignoring the political fringe and therefore go with the trending things. Like this week, for example, one of the big news stories that came out was on Amazon. Amazon has actually invented a way with all their deliveries now, that you can go on Amazon and get what's called Amazon Key. And what it is the ability for Amazon to deliver a package to your house, and through them having a camera at their door and you having a special one-time code, every time Amazon delivers, you can let that person open the door to your house, put the package inside the door, and close the door, and they can watch it live, and you can watch it live on your phone. Now, that brings up all kinds of other issues. I don't know if I'd want an Amazon person opening the door to my house or, you know, everything else, but isn't that a great discussion point? You know, and because you can get into a discussion about how you have all these packages every month that you have delivered to your house, you know, to try to keep you in the best optimal health, and you have those beautiful packages delivered to your door. And one of the reasons Amazon has done that is because of package theft, especially at Christmas time, of people coming up and stealing. We've all heard of this right off your front doorsteps. Oh, that's a trending topic. And, you know, at the risk of the worst pun ever, you can use that as a door opener. No, it's terrible. Anyway, it's a door opener to talk about, you know, there's different ways to introduce the products, guys, to people and to kind of go on there. And, you know, I wanted also to talk about it's probably the best way to meet and introduce people. I was doing a little reading on how the whole median got started. And believe it or not, you know, if you go back to the early part of the last century, when presidents of the United States were running for president, okay, one of the ways they ran for president, believe it or not, were they got on trains, and they called them whistle stops, and they just went from city to city to city, and then they just stood on the back of the caboose, and they just yelled out whatever their, again, another pun not intended, platform was to the people out there, and people would listen. But it said even at the peak of that, you know, if they went to whistle stop, whistle stop, whistle stop, maybe they reached maximum over their entire campaign, 100,000 people in the United States. And then it went on, and it talked about how, you know, advances happened, and then radio and television, and people started communicating that way. And it talked about FDR in 1933 was probably the biggest innovator of that, because he did something called fireside chats, where he did 26 chats where he talked to the American public through the new invention of a radio. And it said, it's amazing to understand that they went very quickly in just a decade and a half from doing whistle stops where they were trying to communicate what they wanted to do, to where radio was invented. And when he did a fireside chat, he had 26 million people that tuned in to listen to. When you go on social media and you're reading social media, you're reading all the things that you're interested in, or you can follow all the things you're interested in, and on a daily basis you can sit in front of your computer, your iPad, or your phone, or whatever, and you can read those things that are interesting to you. But you know why it's so popular? It's because it's directed directly to you. You usually don't have a group sitting around your phone or your computer when you're reading these interesting things. These are all things that are personalized, really, and directed towards your interest. And that's what we need to do when we say find your limitless. We're trying to find and direct those things that we think would be interesting for other people. And that's why when you use a door opener to try to find out what they're interested in, and you know we have these different limitless packs that you can introduce to people to try to help them in their lives. Because what's more important at the end of the day? You know, you've heard the expression all the time, if you have your health, you have everything. What's more important than talking to people about their health and what you've discovered through our Limitless family as to what helps from that standpoint? So we're just thrilled that we can, you know, try to do that. And we're going to talk a little bit more about trending in the future. And the last thing I want to say is one of the things I realized when we got these people's goals and we could look at them and they set weekly goals and they set PSV goals and they set stretch goals and is, you know, how it affects the end of the month. And here we are. I can hardly believe we're at the end of the month. Again, Tuesday's the end of the month, guys. And so, you know, another month has either gone by and, you know, we've just kind of watched it go by, or another month has gone by where you've decided, hey, I'm going to do something about it, and I'm going to open my mouth, and I'm going to talk to people. And that's why end of the month is such a great time, because it causes you to focus for a short period of time on what's happening with you, your personal sales volume, your executive goals, how to become an executive. I mean, you know, we set up these executive calls that if you've qualified as an X3, you can be on our call once a month. That's a fun call to be on, and we've got lots of interesting things. And so I didn't mean to take up all your time and talk about what's trending and Walt Disney and the history of how we got to where we are today to communicate with people. But all of them are important in helping you build your business. So the most important thing, of course, is to, if you haven't set goals, set some goals. Set some goals for yourself. They can start off as baby steps, but you want to do it. And now's a good time to do it, even before the end of the month. The easiest thing to say is, hey, you know, I'm going to wait till next month and start next month. No, the easiest thing to do is start today. Start thinking about it today. Make a difference in your business and then set a new goal at the beginning of the month for what you want to achieve when it's coming up. So that's all I have to say, Milan, because it's the end of the month, and I appreciate what you were talking about and trending. And Alan, thanks very much. But I'm just turning it back to you, sweetie.
All right. I just want to close with one statement, and that is this. Your mouth is the doors to your business. And if your mouth isn't open, your doors are closed. So keep that in mind, guys. Always give yourself something to talk about. Get really comfortable with talking with people. You know, when a company makes an advertisement, they hope to reach a certain number of people. If you know, buy an ad in a newspaper, you know it has a reach of 50,000 people or it has a reach of 10,000 people, whatever it is. But they only expect typically to get a 1% or 2% response because there is no personal contact. But they expect that. And so when you're talking to people, expect that a not a very big percentage. You're going to have a higher percentage because you have the personal touch. But you need to expect you're going to talk to a lot of people to cull out and sift and sort those people that are going to be interested in what you have. And the only way you're going to find them is to talk to a lot of people. So if your mouth isn't open, your doors are closed. All right. With that, Alan, let's go ahead and take it off mute and hear where everybody's calling in from. You guys know the drill.
All right, here we go.
Far from Seattle, thank you.
Thank you
from
all Randy.
From Utah. Great call.
Great call, guys. Ray, Las Vegas.
Alexa from Utah.
Julie from Minnesota.
Dalian, Olympia, Washington. Woohoo!
Thanks, Dalian.
Good to hear you cheer, girl. I got a notice for a webinar, but I don't think there's one today, right?
Oh, yeah, there's no webinar.
Thank you.
Oh. You're right, Tara.
Go BYU.
Thank you.
Go Dodgers.
Yeah.
BYU?
That's for you, Alan.
Thanks, guys.
Have fun, Alan.
Thank you.